Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 4. Hallelujah, we're making progress. The Bible said Abraham followed God's example in verse 17, and he called those things that be not as though they were. This is Romans 4, 17. Against hope, he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. In other words, there was no reason in the natural for him to expect to be this, but he expected anyway. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not. What does that sound like? No wavering. Staggered not, wavered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded, completely assured. Amen. Completely convinced. Fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And it happened. I said it happened. It happened. He was fully persuaded. How many understand Abram, and then later Abraham, he was not talking to his wife and talking to the people that he was with going, well, you know, we're leaving it up to the Lord. If he sees fit to give us a child, then okay. And if he doesn't, then it's just his will be done. Somebody said, well, that's the way Jesus prayed, Brother Keith, in the garden concerning submitting to the will of God. Jesus never prayed that way for the sick. Never prayed that way for people to be delivered. Did you hear me? No, you don't take one kind of prayer and just make it blanket over every situation. There is a time to pray that. There is a time to come consecrate yourself. Thy will be done. And he was looking at something, you know, he didn't want to go through with. But he said, if that's your will, then your will be done. But friend, we've got to ascertain. And when he ascertained that it was the will of God, God told him that he was to be the father of multitude. And when he tells you something, you don't then come back and say, well, if it's his will. He told you it was his will. Right? So no more questioning. Questioning after you've been told the will of God is nothing in the world but wavering and unbelief. And it's a serious thing. It'll cost you. No. Abraham became fully persuaded. Hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded of anything in here this morning? I am. I am fully persuaded that every one of these seats will be paid for in short order. And they'll all be filled too. I'm not losing sleep at night over where there might be. I'm persuaded. Amen. I'm persuaded that airplane's paid for. Not even a deal. It's going to be one of the easiest things we've ever done. I'm persuaded we'll have some of the best TV equipment in the country. Paid for. We'll have a quality broadcast. We'll never lack for money. To put it on the internet or to put it on TV. I'm persuaded of that. And I'm persuaded God heard us when we stood up the other day. And we lifted up those things. And I tell you what, God's bringing this whole group up. He's just bringing this whole church family up. You persuaded of anything? Not wondering, not wavering. I'm not going around asking everybody, do you think that'll come to pass? No, I don't have to ask. I'm persuaded. Go to Judges, please. Judges 19. What is a key to being led by the Spirit? Steadfastness. Steadfastness. When you hear from God, what do? You stay with it. You stick with it. Don't let anything move you. Judges. That's in the Old Testament. Have you found Judges? 19. Judges 19. Interesting story in here. About a man who, his wife of sorts, left him. Read the whole story and you'll see what I'm talking about. And said she went and played the whore against him. The Bible talks plain, don't it? You know, we need to get back to Bible terminology. Well, she's a nice girl. She just sleeps around a lot. Bible says whore. He's a nice young man, but you know, he's just always going with women. Whoremonger. Well, he's a nice young man, but he's gay. Sodomite. He's a nice young man, but you've got to put your stuff up because he might slip something in his pocket. He has a problem. Thief. Well, they're not, she's a nice young lady, but you know, sometimes she doesn't tell you everything. Just like, liar. Liar. I said, Brother Keith, that's hard. That's Bible. And the reason I say that is because the enemy's always working to tone it down. You know, it's not, you know, not really a liar. Yes, liar. When you don't tell the truth, you're a liar. Huh? No. You know, people try to water it down and it's just not so bad. It is bad. It's sin. It'll kill you. Today, people in the church, they don't have sin. They have problems. Sin is an unpopular word, you know. Well, so-and-so, you know, they have a problem. They're working on it. What does that mean? Well, he has a problem with women. And he's had three affairs and he has a problem. Well, he's an adulterer. What do we mean he's working on it? Well, he's an adulterer and he was having a relapse every day and now he's down to once a month. And, what does that mean? He's an adulterer. He's in sin and he hasn't repented. And it's entirely his fault. Well, he's just so weak and he just can't help it. Lie. Lie. No. Nobody has to do these things. Nobody has to yield. Nobody has to sin. If you do, you're completely responsible. Thank God there's forgiveness. Thank God there's cleansing. If you repent. Repent doesn't mean fall on the altar and cry and feel bad and go do it again tomorrow. Repent means turn from it to the good. Change. And don't say you can't. That's a lie. Believe the truth. Right? Everybody say out loud, I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Now, if you think you don't like what I just said, realize I'm quoting the Bible. Amen. Right? I'm calling things what the Bible calls them. So should you. So should we all. There'll be a lot less confusion. Anyway, his wife played the whore and went away from him. And it was about 4 months passed. And her husband decided he wanted her back. So he went after her to speak friendly to her and bring her again. This is verse 3. And I guess, you know, they kind of got it worked out some way or another. And the father of the damsel saw him and rejoiced to meet him. And his father-in-law, the damsel's father, retained him. Retain. Everybody say retain. What does that mean? Kept him. And he abode with him 3 days. In other words, he was going to leave a lot quicker than that, right? If he was retained, he was going to go. They worked it out. He's ready to go back home. But his father-in-law retained him. I think you could also say detained. And he abode with him 3 days so that they did eat and drink and lodge there. And it came to pass on the fourth day. He's already been detained at least a couple of days, maybe three. They got up early in the morning to go. Donkeys are packed. Everything's ready. And the damsel's father said to his son-in-law, comfort your heart with a morsel of bread and afterward go your way. Come on in here and sit down. Now I know y'all ready to go, but come in here and eat. And so they sat down and they ate and they drank and they talked. And the damsel's father said to the man, you know, why don't you, it's getting late now. Why don't you just stay and spend the night and let your heart be merry? So they did. The next day, man got up to go and his father-in-law urged him. So he lodged there again, detained, putting it off, procrastination. And he got up early in the morning on the fifth day to go. And the damsel's father said, comfort your heart, I pray thee. So they stayed there till after. See, every day they're getting ready. They're supposed to go first thing in the morning. But he said, no, you know, you can't go on an empty stomach. So get on in here and eat something. And well, you know, it's already close to noon. You might as well have lunch. Well, you know, it's getting late in the day. You don't want to start in the middle of the day, so you might as well spend another night. So they tarried till afternoon. He did eat both of them. And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine, his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said to him, behold, now the day draws toward evening. I pray you tarry all night. Same story. The day grows to an end. Lodge here. Let your heart be merry. And tomorrow get up early and go on the way that you may go home. But the man would not tarry that night, and he rose up and left. Now, and he came to Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And they wound up out in the street. And before the night was over, wicked men came. They wound up, they wanted to molest him. They were sodomites. And they wound up molesting and killing his concubine before all this was over. How many understand this was not the will of God? If he had left early in the morning, he would have been past this place. Did you hear this? He was at the wrong place at the wrong time because he was not led by what he had in his heart. He let other people sway him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.